Fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. Just like every other Tuesday, today we're going to dig into the topic of sales. We're going to talk all things communication, sales, money mindset, how your brain should approach the sales game, and some other cool actions for you to take consistently that will move the sales needle. Appreciate you guys being here. Give us a review. Share this episode with another contractor that you know could use it. And without further ado, let's talk about sales. All right, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast, sales edition episode, whatever the hell we call this thing, guys. Steve, Derek, what's up?
How you doing? Good to see you guys.
Living the dream. So today's episode, everybody, we're going to have a conversation inside our Battleground coaching group, and we're sharing it with you on the podcast today because wanted to give you, quite frankly, a little glimpse of what happens in here. And for those of you that are in Battleground watching this right now or catching the replay, we're going to give you a little training today that, you know, helps you get better in mainly in your sales game and making money game. And I don't know anybody who doesn't want to make more money. If you don't want to make more money, man, I think you don't understand the power of having more money. What do you think, Steve?
And you're on the wrong podcast and you're in the wrong group.
I think you should not be here.
I am in a position right now in my life, I'm telling you, where I have to dole out a lot of money to a lot of family members who just don't have the money. And I am so grateful to be in this position. And it is so rewarding. And I never could be in this position if I hadn't have done the right thing for 40 goddamn years in a row. And so now I'm in that position that I have planned my whole life to be in, but I only got here because I had the discipline to do the daily, boring, mundane shit that nobody else wants to do. And you know what they say? The only difference between a successful business person and an unsuccessful one is a successful one does this mundane stuff. And the unsuccessful one, they think it's above them or below them, or they just don't do it. And if you don't do some of this daily stuff that's important to you, you'll never end up where I am today and where you want to be.
There you go. I would think that just tracking in general, right? The mundane stuff, I would say everybody that's on here and listens to this, they've tracked something in their life, some fashion, you know, and the results come from it every single time. And it is, yep. It's no fun. Now, sometimes it is fun. You kind of see the results coming through and you kind of get into it and you develop this pattern. But if you don't track, it's just going to, you're not going to get it. If you track it, you can kill it.
Really, so simple as that. Both of you, here's a question. What is the single thing that you have tracked the longest in your lifetime? And how far back did you start tracking this thing? And think about it, because I'll tell you my answer while you're thinking about it. I come from a long line of alcoholics. And ever since I went to college, every single day, and I still, at 65, I do it. Every morning, my first thought is, how many drinks did I have last night? And I have tracked for 50 years how many drinks I had last night. And that mostly keeps me, because y'all have seen me. But even when we get up, Tom, after some of these events that we go to, well, I had 8 last night instead of my normal 3 or 4. So
yeah. How about you, Derek? Got anything?
I was not consistent on tracking anything until I got in this group. So I'm like going, what would be the, I mean, I could say weight, right? Because just wearing the scale out, like working out in the gym and stuff. I mean, that would probably be my only thing, is just something to do. Well, it's, you know, okay, baseball. I mean, truly it would be baseball. Playing baseball for years, I would keep up with my batting average. And, you know, just my pitching. So that would be the longest until I got in this group. And then it would be, I track my sales. I track my numbers. I track our leads. So I consistently do that.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, something I've tracked my whole life, Steve, it would have to be, and this wasn't until later in life, till I started a business until I started selling, was my sales. Like, seriously, like I can't go back and, you know, one of the first things that came to my mind was my 40 time, but that was only applicable when I was playing football. And then it was like different, like weightlifting things or whatever. But I would say anything consistently for a few decades now, it's been my sales. In fact, I don't even know if you guys know this, but in the fight in our CRM, and we started this a long time ago, so probably you guys never got added to the channel, which is fine. You don't need to be there. But like, we have a thing at 4 o'clock in the fight, 4 p.m. my time. If we have not had a sale that day, we get an emoji like a SpongeBob running around going, the world's on fire, the world's on fire, no sales today, no sales today at 4 o'clock. And then Roz and Neil and I, we started this when it was just us. We would go, okay, where can we get the cash register to ring today? And so at like 4 o'clock, if a sale had, at least one sale a day hadn't come through, we would all be sending follow-up emails, texts, things like that. I'd do a post in the group, and I don't care if I had to fucking put a t-shirt on there as a picture and go, somebody buy a shirt. Because it was just that important for us. You guys know, we talk about creating momentum in sales. And so obviously that's kind of where we're going to go today, is the importance of tracking. And kind of like you, Steve, I'll answer first, give you guys a minute to think here. I would ask us the question, how has tracking made your business better? Okay, just an example. And it could be, so I'll give an example here that I shared, Steve, with you earlier today when we were talking about this. Many years ago, I had a business partner in the painting industry, great company, millions of dollars of sales, like things were going great. What we realized through tracking was that I was really good at certain lead types, and my partner was really good at certain lead types that I wasn't good at, if that makes sense. So for instance, one of the categories we tracked on our lead and sales tracking sheet was job size. Like if I went out, we got a lead and it was like a whole house interior repaint and it was 30 grand. And as we were pre-qualifying and having that conversation up front, we learned through tracking that my close rate was like double his on bigger jobs. And so we stopped sending him to those bigger jobs, unless it was like a total repeat past customer that, you know, he knows really well and it was a slam dunk. So that was one example there. Another thing that we realized through tracking is we used to, like many young businesses do that don't know how to sell and market and tell the right stories and know their numbers, guys, you know, the default to so many contractors is, oh, my phone's not ringing. I need to increase sales. I need to do a sale. I need to do a special. I need to do a discount. And so we were sending out mailers and emails and all these things with quote unquote, save $150 on this, buy this, get this. And because we tracked, what I realized, and guys, I'm talking, you know, 1,000-something leads a year. So it wasn't like 10 leads here. Over the course of the years that we offered sales and discounts, our closing rate when we offered sales and discounts was half of what it normally was. It didn't move the needle for us ever. Never helped our business. So we stopped doing sales and deals and coupon codes and all that other bullshit. That's just two examples off the top of my head of how sales made our business better, or tracking made a business better.
Well, it's like job costing, like that, tracking the job costing. And then, I mean, it started with tracking my role plays to just go through that, the challenge that I talk about with me and Jack. I mean, that started the momentum, and then the job costing, and then really focusing on our daily number, like just paying attention to that through job costing. So just tracking those things has made my business tremendously better, because I was realizing what my overhead for one day, what it shook out to be, was more than some of the jobs that I was doing. So that was eye-opening and truly changed my whole business trajectory, just that one thing. I mean, other than Steve calling me a pussy, but that pushed that too. but really just looking at it and going, man, I can't believe, because I just didn't know. I just, you know, I should have known. I didn't have the right people around me, and it's just, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. I really thought the people I was around knew what they were doing, and I just trusted that. So once I really broke it down, when Steve challenged me, it was like, oh shit, well, that makes no sense for me to do any of this stuff if I can't at least make $1,000 a day. Like, it's just stupid. Like, I'm not doing anything until I make $1,001. So that was the one huge, huge thing that changed my business and, well, started making money.
Love it.
So in my first business, the lifeguard business, I had 50 full-time employees, and I probably had 3 or 4 people dedicated to tracking everything, because we had 3,000 teenage lifeguards. And so when I started my pond business, I didn't have that big staff anymore. It's just me and a pickup truck, which is probably most of the people listening to me. So I had to learn QuickBooks and how to do this stuff. So I just broke it down, what I started tracking 20 years ago and how it's helped me. There's basically 5 phases to any business. You got marketing, you got sales, you have operations, you have all your back office stuff. Then you have this thing called leadership. So in marketing, we track every metric. We find out what ads work and when and how, et cetera. So we know when my phone rings where that lead came from. So we track all the marketing. Sales, I track my closure rate, how many leads that come in, how much time I saved. I mean, we went through this exercise, I don't know, 5 years ago. I saved 37 days 1 year. Just tracking my time. Just about, these are the people I'm talking about. I got to know over the phone, so I didn't have to ride an hour to their house, tap dance, and ride an hour back. And so that was 37 days. When it comes to operations in the field, you know, how many jobs can you do? What kind of time does it take? And what kind of quality can you do? What kind of quantity can you do? And my guys tracked all that stuff. So I knew we could clean 6 ponds a day. I could prefigure out how many jobs are going to roll through the door. So everything in the field was also tracked. And with the back office stuff, which is probably the most enlightening and important thing, certainly is just like QuickBooks. I put every number in there. There's a reason I can go in the backyard and pull a number off my hip and know that's a $30,000 pond, and I'll get within a couple of grand either way at about a 50 to 60% profit margin because I job cost everything. Nothing slips through QuickBooks for me, money in or money out. And then when it comes to leadership, the things that I track with leadership, I'm really trying to find out what works. Okay. I'm trying to motivate people to want to hang with me and see my vision and be a team. And the things that work, for instance, in our swimming pool days, one time my partner and I got a bunch of super soakers. Everybody came in. We probably had 30 people in the meeting. We gave them all super soakers, had a big contest. And then me and my partner got in a dunk tank. We got in a dunk tank and they got to throw baseballs at us and put us in the water. And you know how great that made them feel? So that's what we did. That worked out great. So we did it every single year. And the things in the pond business that we did, like truth hikes, I take them to high-end dinners and we do really nice stuff together. And I know and I see their reaction to that. So in my head, that stuff doesn't go on a physical tracker like the rest of the things do. But in my head, I'm tracking what works with motivating my team and making them, you know, have a lot of joy when they're at our in our environment and what doesn't work. So in essence, every step of the way is tracked.
Fighters, if you are a sales professional in the construction industry, I want to invite you to go to thecontractorfight.com/salespro. This will take you to our free Facebook group, Contractor Sales Pros. That's a place where you can ask questions, share strategies and best practices to help each other grow and get better as salespeople in the construction industry. So don't miss an opportunity to get better. Every single one of us has room to grow. So head to thecontractorfight.com/salespro. So why do you guys think people don't track?
Tracking's daunting. God damn. I mean, you got to go get information, you know, and accurate information and put it in there. And once you start going, it's easy if you stay with it. But once you skip a month, it's like all over that. It's just going to be like that daunting task that you're never going to want to do all over again. So it's a pain in the ass to do, but it's so worth it in the end.
Well, Jocko Willink says, discipline is freedom. And when you switch it to that and you go, okay, I need to be disciplined to do these things, I will, on the other side of it, you know, it's delayed gratification. On the other side of it, it will behoove me and I'll reap the benefits of it. But it, I think within that, it's just people get analysis paralysis, and putting these things together is like you say, Steve, it's daunting, but just this, the starting part. Now, having a really organized tracker that's easy to use, but I think like for me, I suck at spreadsheets. So until I got a spreadsheet prepared for me and sent to me, and then I started messing with it, then I started seeing the results, good or bad, that helps. So it's developing that system. So I think a lot of it is just analysis paralysis. And then you can make a bazillion excuses after that, but it just...
Terry wrote something great in the chat box here, but tracking reveals the truth and the truth hurts.
Well, I was just pulling up the feed here. Nate says laziness and forgetful. Rodney, I didn't think it was important. That's why we're doing this, Rodney. Stephanie says, apparently I'm too lazy. Ryan says, I lack the structure and don't prioritize it. What Terry just said that you just read, Steve. Crystal said, I track the job costing daily, but I'm not 100% sure what else I or we should be tracking. Nate says, I even have it time blocked on Fridays and I still don't take it seriously. And blah, blah, blah. We just keep picking up. The one I hear all the time is I don't have time, or it's too daunting, or this and that. And Nate, I think it said, I have this job, I have this on Fridays and I don't do it. Nate, that's because I think you pile it all up in one day and then you got to go back. So I'm looking at well over 1,000 leads a year I had coming in with for painting projects. And I just had a simple spreadsheet. I know there's CRMs. This is early 2000s too. Okay. So remember, technology's changed and there's a lot of apps and stuff that make this easier. But I had whether it was on my iPad or my laptop that was always with me, I just had it minimized on my thing and I would pull it up when I got a lead. You know, if somebody texted me and said, hey, Tom, it's Joe, a past customer or whatever, I want you to come out, look at this. I would open up the spreadsheet, type in Joe Smith, what type of project he wanted, what the lead source was. In that case, it was, you know, past customer. And then whenever I went and met or talked to Joe or whatever it was, I would just update the thing. Like, what did I bid the job for? It was $18,000. It was 200 man hours. And this type of project, interior, exterior, deck, fence, whatever. And then the status of it, which was at the time, it was literally just one lost or open, right? Like, I just don't know. Open means you don't fucking know. And so, and guys, it took me truly never more than 10 minutes a day to do that collectively throughout the day. So every time I had an appointment with somebody, I just tracked as I went. Every time I had a sales phone call, whatever, I just updated the sheet. And so I see a lot of people go, I don't have time to do this when, and I think one of the reasons is you're waiting, you're putting it, like it's no different than like tax day since it's tax season right now, right? You guys know, I think, you know, Derek, at least you and I are relatable on this, probably not Steve because he's always had his shit together with the money and tracking, right? But like back in the day, how many times do you have a box of damn receipts that you had to carry in your CPA, dump it on the desk, and now it's like 25 hours of them going through that shit in a big bill, where if we just took picture of the receipt, turned it in, wrote what it was for as we go, it's just that little tiny daily discipline that makes it easier. So I don't know. I think I don't buy the I don't have time thing. Then because I just think you don't
have time. I mean, that's don't not have time for this. Like it's it is so crucial. So crucial. And the tax thing, I look forward to it because it's like, well, I know, Steve, you get excited about writing that check. I still don't get excited about writing the check. I get it. Like it's I'm just glad the money's there and it just gets moved over. But I have shifted to now we have an unbelievable office manager and she is tracking everything. She's going through our whole business with a fine tooth comb, finding any little thing that we shouldn't be spending money on simply because it's just not how my head works and I'm not going to do it. So we've hired somebody to do that. Steve, I know that's how your head works and you've ran your business from a phone and you did not have assistants and stuff like that. But I've gotten to the point, it's like, if I'm going to win, if our company's going to win, I need to pay an FW and pay them well to do this.
Tom, can you read my text I got from my wife?
Scoot it over a little. There you go. Oh, Amex bill will be paid, $63,000 bill on 5/9.
And jeez. What do I say?
I can't see what you say. We what? No, move it back. We are good, says Steve.
We are good. So the point is, if you do a good job tracking, you can get a text like that. This was a couple of days ago. We're putting a bunch of vacations on it, but I still got to, my Amex bill is going to be $70,000 by the time it gets here. Mm-hmm. And I got to better stroke a check to do that. But Tom, you brought up a really good point, and I just want to talk about a concept. Why don't they track? Why don't people track? And I was just thinking, it's kind of the lore of being quote unquote in business. But the truth of the matter is, if you're not really good, running a business is a business person that does all this stuff. Tracking is what they do to be a business person. It's not the artist. It's not the technician. That's the stuff you do. That's got nothing to do with actually running a business. So this tracking and stuff, you got to say, I own a business. Do you really own a business? Or do you own a freaking hobby that you just want to go out and have joy every single day and not be bothered with the business side of things? So this, if you say you're in business and you're not tracking, then you're not really in business. You're in hobby land. Okay. You're in your part-time job. You might be spending full-time hours in it, but you're not taking it seriously. There's a thing called business, and business does all these things we're talking about. Marketing, sales, operations, back office, leadership, all that shit. And they track every bit of it. That's what the business person is. Not you in the field, digging holes, pushing rocks, painting siding. I don't care what you do. But either you're a business person or you are not a business person. And you just have to be truthful for yourself.
Hey, fighters, listen, we surveyed our membership in the Contractor Fight. And 97% of the fighters in our groups said that they would love to see a combination of our Shinfu sales training and our 100K contractor program. And so heading into 2022, that's what we did. We have done away with the Shinfu Mastermind. We've done away with the 100K contractor program, and we have combined the best of both of those programs into one new program for 2022 and beyond called Battleground. This is a place where we help you grow your business through learning how to market and sell and lead and know your numbers, you know, your mindset. I could go on and on and on, guys. This is the most powerful program, the most impactful program. I'm super excited about it. I want to invite you to go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground and check out what we have going on there. Contractorfight.com/battleground and jump in, man. You get our Shinfu training, you get our foundations video program, you get marketing bootcamp, you get all the monthly calls and access to coaches. And guys, I could go on and on. Just go to the link, check out what you get there, and let's quit playing games. Let's grow your business in 2022. You guys rock. Let's do this.
To be fair, a lot of people also, I think it was Crystal who said, like, I'm not 100% sure what to be tracking. Like, I'm job costing, but I don't know what else. And so I guess let's kind of bring this home here today with, what would you tell somebody who's not in the habit of tracking anything right now? What's like the low hanging fruit? I have a few thoughts, but I think we each can kind of leave them with that, give them something tactical to walk away with here that doesn't, you know, fucking require them to hack off a leg with a butter knife.
The number one thing to do, it's easy. You job cost every job. I'm telling you, within 24 hours of that job completion, and it's not hard, you gather your receipts and you figure out how much money did you actually make on that job. That does three things. One, now you got the information to put into QuickBooks. Number two, you know what the hell things cost. So number three, when you're out in the field, you can pull a number from the hip and know you're right or pretty damn close because you have practiced and job costs. You're not winging it. You're running a business. You know your numbers and you can put the right number out. And the last thing I'll say about these numbers you're putting out, the numbers that you put out, if you track your shit, the way you come up with a number that should come out of your mouth to the customer is based on one thing: how much the job cost you. Mm-hmm. And whatever it costs you, you put your gross profit on it. With me, is times two. That's my number. The number that gets thrown out is only based on what it cost me, nothing else. Not this other bullshit that your inner roommate is talking to you about, like, oh, it's too much money. They'll never go for that. They'll kick you out of the backyard. That's not what you base your number on. You base your number on what shit costs. How do you know what shit costs? When you track over and over and over.
I'll add to that real quick. People ask us all the time, I don't know my numbers. How do I know my numbers? I need to know my numbers. Steve, that's the first thing that comes out of my mouth is just job cost. Just do that.
Just job cost.
I mean, Gina, our bookkeeping coach and our bookkeeper here in the fight, she's on this call right now. And that was the first thing she said, was like, you know, earlier in the feed here, like, job cost, just freaking job cost. If you do that, it just opens up your eyes to so many other things. Derek, what advice do you give somebody?
I'm in the same vein as you guys. That's where it starts, and you get better at it and better at it. And just like Steve saying, you can shoot numbers from the hip because now you understand what things cost. And that's what we do here on the sales side. We want to give customers numbers before we go and see them. So I'm on the job site working with the team because we've gotten backed up. Like, we're all the way into September, and I just want to be in the field and I want to push this whole thing forward. So I've been having a ball. I'm in the field, and we had a guy that needed to come by yesterday and grind the stump. So I got with a homeowner. The guy comes by to grab the grind the stump. And I'm standing there just because I need to point out a few things. And she goes, well, how much is this going to cost? And he went, well, how about $250? I'm going, how in the fuck can this guy actually drive all the way over here for $250 and grind the stump? I'm just rolling in my head. And he said, and if you have any other stumps, just know it gets cheaper the longer I'm here. And I'm like, there's no way this guy is job costing. Like, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Shooting from the hip, sure. But I mean, he had a truck, a trailer, a big stump grinder. There's no way he's making any money. And then I start kind of scoping it out a little bit more. And then I check out his truck. It's ragged. His machine's ragged. The clothes that he's wearing's ragged. He can't even afford to do what he's doing. Did I want to coach him? Yes, but he it's unsolicited advice. So case in point, if he was job costing, he would have realized yesterday that he did not make any money.
Yeah, that certainly opened your eyes to things. So I have, I'm going to go more sales related here for mine, since you both said job costing, because I always say start job costing. But I would say for somebody who's not tracking stuff right now, I'm a huge fan of tracking my closing rate per lead source, by lead source. Like, you get a Google lead, what do you sell? You have a past customer lead, what percentage of those turn into money? When you do that, it solves a couple problems, right? You're killing two birds with one stone. You're able to obviously know what your sales closing rate is, but you know where to focus. Like, if you're spending money on something, how many times have you guys done this through the years? Man, I'm spending all this money on shit, you know, on a marketing thing, and I don't know if it's working or not, right? And so I think when you, and then, so what I do is, I had a client years ago who realized, like, gosh, for every, what was it? For every 10 grand they spent on Google ads, they sold almost $200,000 worth of work. I said, so, okay, so what is that data telling us? Because the numbers tell a story. What's the story? And this client was like, I should probably spend 50 grand on Google ads. I said, yep. And they triple down, quadruple down, and their sales exploded because they took money from the non-performing shit and moved it into their Google ads budget. And then with that, there's another layer for those of you that have sales teams and multiple salespeople. I also track per salesperson. So I mentioned that spreadsheet that I had with my old business partner back in the day. And before everybody asks, we're creating one here for the Battleground Group. It's already in the works. I contacted my developer guy a couple weeks ago and I said, we got to remake this thing. So you can filter it like type of job. So, you know, for us as a painter, it was like a deck project, a deck staining job. Here's the, you could filter per lead source, you could filter per salesperson, all those different things, job size. So then when certain leads come in, you guys, you know who to go out there. Or we stopped doing decks and fences, you guys, because we never made money on them. So when a deck job came in for us as a painting company, I would call the customer, I go, how big's the deck? And they go, blah. And no matter what they said, I'm like, yeah, it's gonna be like 20 grand to restain it. When our competitors were giving it away for $400, the franchises and shit, because we didn't want to do them because we never made money on them. We never got them, so we didn't waste time on them. That's just one example. So guys, this doesn't have to be big and crazy and scary. Just start. If you're not doing anything, job cost. If you're already job costing, add just tracking leads by source, and I think that'll open your eyes to a lot of things. So guys, anything else before we get out of here?
I just will say that was great. You swap from non-performing marketing to performing marketing, but the only way you know what is and isn't working is just track everything. Yeah. And so that's genius. It sounds so simple, but how many people actually do that?
Well, you know, Steve, I'm often, you know, mistaken for a genius. So
here we go. Here we go. Yeah.
Derek, anything?
We're currently tracking those things right now. We're honing down where our leads are coming from. And we haven't thrown a bunch of money at marketing in any one particular place, you know, like we haven't went crazy with it, but I'm really dialing that in to just see, because they find us on Google, right? But did they come into the garden center? Did they go to our website? Did they go to our web form? Because we'll find some of the same people going through all tracks. So if I have a huge percentage coming into the garden center, well, I need to come up with something relative to the garden center, and it's, you know, to push more traffic there. So it's we're honing that thing in right now, just to understand it more.
Well, appreciate everybody hanging out here today. Little Battleground training. Those of you that are catching this on the podcast. Okay. We got a question here. Let's dig in. Matt asks, what's up, Matt? What would you track first, second, and third? Well, I would start job costing. Okay. Cause that just hands down job cost. And guys, there's those of you that are, that have the job costing spreadsheet we have. If you don't have it and you're listening to the podcast, go to thecontractorfight.com/jobcost and download it. And you can get it. There's a left side of the screen and a right side of the sheet. And the left side is what I think is going to happen on the job, like how many hours we're going to work, who's going to be on the job, what am I going to spend on materials. And the right side is the debrief. When you finish the job, like Steve talks about, within 24 hours, you make sure you update the right side, and then you compare. That, to me, is the very first thing you should be in. That's what job costing is. That's knowing your numbers. Like, wow, we got our ass handed to us on this job. What happened? You know, and this is just so you can make adjustments and get better. And then for me, it would be tracking my leads and close rates per source. Like that, to me, those are the first two.
It's funny. What we talked about on our little meeting before this, Tom, was we had three things we all agreed on that's important as you move, particularly through the belt system in our world. And that mm-hmm. is, you know, your sales, you know, your gross profit margin, and you know, your close rate. Mm-hmm. If you got those three bits of information, you will die a millionaire.
There you go. And guys, remember, this is a journey. This is a journey. Okay. Like, I've played drums since I was 9. I'm 50. How old am I? 52. I'm 52 right now. And there was a point in time where I gigged almost probably 6 nights a week. I did studio work, all this stuff, for those that don't know. Well, guys, I started with a basic little tiny drum beat that my uncle taught me. And that's what I did. And I got good at that little drum beat. And then I added something else, and I added a halftime shuffle like Fool in the Rain by Led Zeppelin. And then I would listen to The Police, and back in the day where you had record players and headphones, and I'd lift up the needle and try to listen to a part and lift the needle up and try to play the part. And I put the work in. So any skill that you're learning, you got to remember, like, just be consistent, just master those, that one, master job costing right now if you're not doing that. And if you've got that mastered, add one more thing. Somebody said a minute ago, you can't track everything, right? You can track everything, just not right now, maybe. Okay. And as your business grows, you can delegate the tracking of some things and all that. So you can track everything, but if you've never tracked everything, just start with job costing and then move into that, those sales metrics. And like Terry said earlier in here, the numbers tell us the truth, man. Tracking is the truth serum. You know, I mean, Steve, you know this. I mean, how many times have we talked? We haven't talked about this in a long time. I'm just having like total flashback. You and I had a conversation about how we can't trust our feelings. How's business? Oh, feels great. Business is good. Okay. Well, let's look at the math. Okay. I used to be one of those guys where as long as I had checks coming into the business, I thought I was making money because I wasn't job costing. Yeah. I had cash flow. And so
flowing in and flowing out.
Guys, how we feel about the performance of our sales team or us as a salesperson or whatever, or our business, is irrelevant. How we feel doesn't matter. The math is going to tell you the truth. The data will tell you the truth.
Tracking is business. Business is tracking. And if you're not tracking, you're not in business. You have a hobby.
There you go. Good shit. We'll end on that because you all get to choose. You want to have a hobby. You want to have a real business that serves you and your life and makes your life better. So, guys, appreciate you hanging out here today on the Contractor Fight Podcast. Give us a rating. Give us a review. Even if you're in battleground watching this live right now, go to the podcast app. And if you haven't given the show a review, please do that so that more contractors can get into this. Appreciate everybody hanging out with us here today. And those of you that are in battleground and are watching this, here's my call to action for you. Post and tag one of the three of us in the group or another coach if you have a question about tracking. Just ask the question, how can we help you? And we'll reply, we'll help you dial this in and give you some clarification. With that, Steve, you're out of here for 3 weeks going to Italy and all that shit.
Yeah, and that's Greece, only because I tracked for 40 years can I do that. I'm telling you, I'm living proof of why you should track. So
I love it.
All right, man. Have a great week.
You too. See everybody. We're out.